Big day for the stock market, as it turns out. A big rally propelled by the Fed. The Fed signaling that it's edging closer to raising interest rates from record lows in light of a strengthening job market. But they say they're still looking for more improvement in the job market before raising rates. And they also want to be reasonably confident that inflation is moving higher toward its 2% goal. The Fed reducing the estimate of the unemployment rate they think is consistent with a healthy economy to a range of 5% to 5.2%. Right now, it's at 5.5%. Well, the stock market rally took off, but right after the statement came out, the Dow coming in for a closing gain of 227 points, NASDAQ of 45, the S&P 500 of 25. The yield in the 10-year note is all the way back down to 1.95%. We saw the Dow down more than 100 points in the early going, and we've settled with a gain of 227 points. Starbucks hitting an all-time high. The company's announced a 2-for-1 stock split. Starbucks shares up $1.46. You're at the close at $95.84. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Big rally today, Ed. Give us your reaction to what the Fed had to say and the market action we got here today.
Good afternoon, Frank. It was quite a surprise, a pleasant surprise on the upside, of course, of this 300-plus point swing. I believe that the major factor here is the reduction in the uncertainty of the Federal Reserve's action. And even though interest rates are tending to go higher, I believe that the uncertainty factor is something that, when it was removed, is what's really positive for the marketplace.
Janet Yellen indicated that April is off the table. I don't think anyone really expected April, but June or September now, depending on the data. What's your prediction on when there might be a rate hike, if at all, this year?
I believe that the chances are still that it will occur in June, and it would be a very small amount. I believe the idea that it has to relate to inflation on the upside, I'm a person, one individual that disagrees with that. I believe that inflation should not be testified as a need of 2% in order to be successful in the economy. But nevertheless, other people differ with that point of view, and worldwide, as an example, Japan is the same thing. So I believe, however, that the labor factor, the unemployment factor being in the 5.5% range is a real positive from where it was, and I believe that's the main factor.
Of course, the dollar has been firming rather dramatically in recent months on the expectation the Fed would raise rates, but we saw a big sell-off in the dollar today. In fact, one of the biggest drops we've ever seen for the dollar. The dollar back to, about 110 versus the euro. It was around 104, 105 recently. And it looks like the dollar has dropped. We also saw some other reaction, of course, in the bond market. The price of oil coming off a six-year low today. It was down around $42 a barrel, but it has rebounded now back up in after-hours trading, up nearly $2 back to 45 and change. And gold also popped higher, up $21 here now at 1169. Certainly, the dollar is a big factor in all this.
The numbers you're citing are really an example of the volatility in these marketplaces. And when the dollar and the euro can change that much, almost 5% in one day, that's pretty significant. And it does affect the earnings of companies that are doing a lot of cross-border activity, which most companies are, of course. I suspect that we're going to have a positive market going forward here. But at the same time, I would exercise some caution at this point in time.
All right. And, of course, Starbucks, another big story, 2-for-1 stock split. The stock hitting an all-time high today. What would you be doing with Starbucks here?
I would be a little bit neutral to a negative there at this point in time. I think the price earnings ratios and other metrics are not that attractive at this point. I think the oil and gas thing that you mentioned earlier could be very attractive going forward. The price of natural gas, which is down approximately 50% from its high of this year, is really attractive from my point of view. And I think that the restaurant stocks, which I have been negative on here recently, did not move up today, and it would indicate to me that they are vulnerable on the downside.
All right. What about on the home builders and the housing sector? Concerned that higher rates would impact housing. Looks like, of course, the yield in the 10-year is down, which impacts mortgage rates. So it's coming down. The home builders are getting a boost today. What's your view on the home builders here?
I would say that the home builders look attractive at this point in time. I've been an advocate there for several years on those securities. I believe that they should be positive. I've also been positive on the steel industry recently, but now I'm going to be more in the neutral category because of the tremendous exporting activity out of China because of the excess steel availability in China, and that's depressing the prices of steel.
All right, any other specific places where you'd be putting money now or taking it off the table?
I would be continue to be cautious towards the credit card companies. I believe they're selling at the prices that reflect the best metrics that they've had historically. I would be very, very concerned. I'm still in favor of IBM. I believe the IBM stock, which is oscillated in a very narrow range, but selling at a relatively low price-earnings ratio is attractive. Also, the China securities in general were very attractive today, and the index was up about 2%. So I would be positive there as well.
All right. Ed Wedbush, President of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us live right after the closing bell. Big rally.